Mulibwanch. That is a standard greeting from the country of Zambia. Today I would like to give you a testimony of God's grace and guidance in my life over the past 5 years. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, this is a scripture that has been given to me at least 5 times in the past month, and I have needed to hear these words. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to His purpose. Now, with my work in Africa, I usually have a very vibrant, responsive crowd. So if any time I happen to say amen, it's a proper time to say hallelujah, okay? I'm not seeking your approbation as much as it's just something that I'm used to. Amen? Okay, you'll do very good at this. In September 7th, 2009, I got on a plane with my parents and we flew to Swaziland. Now, this was a momentous occasion for me because as a young child, I grew up hearing about how one day we would be missionaries in Africa. And I always knew that I would go with my parents to Africa, but I always imagined that I would be a 6 or a 7 year old or a 10 year old boy. But it didn't happen that way. By that time, I was 27 and a lot skinnier than I am now. For 6 weeks, I ministered side by side with my dad and my mom, filling in for Dr. Ron and Sister Mary Beth Currier. Now, that experience was invaluable to me. Pastor Ron, those of you who know him, you know that he is very, very well organized. And the way that his Bible school is organized was a great learning ground for me for what the Lord would have in the future. Amen. Here is the continent of Africa. For those of you who don't know, this is the Ebola region. But I am down here in the malaria and hepatitis region. In South Africa, this is Swaziland. And this is the country of Lesotho, and this is South Africa. Now, Swaziland is surrounded on 3 sides by South Africa. Lesotho is entirely within the boundaries of South Africa, but they are separate countries. In November of 2009, I went to the country of Lesotho, where I worked with Tom Steffi under the leadership of Dr. Jason Fawcett. I was there for nearly 2 years. And after the very physical labor that we were doing in Lesotho, I also was much skinnier then. Praise the Lord. Okay, here's Africa again, just to show you that's the country of Lesotho. Now, I came home on furlough in September of 2011 up to January 2012, where I was discussing the open door that God had given me in the country of Zimbabwe. Now, that was also when a beautiful young Bible school student began to captivate my heart. Amen. Now, by the guidance of the Lord, I only stayed in Zimbabwe for about 39 days. That wasn't my choice, but that was the way that God led me at that time. So I traveled up to the north. The country just to the northern border is called Zambia. And there, by the grace of God, we established Zion Fellowship Zambia. Thank you, Carla, for helping me with the logo, wherever you are. Zion Fellowship, that is an original design, by the way. That is a registered trademark. 2012, we came to the country of Zambia. The capital city is Lusaka, which is here. I was there for about 7 months. Chris Walter joined me there. He was there with me for a number of months. But I returned home in November of 2012 to get married to that young lady who captivated my heart. Thank you. Many of you came to our wedding. It was a joyous time in the Lord. We got married in March, but we actually stayed until May when we returned to the country of Zambia, where we were continuing the work that had begun. So in Zion Fellowship Zambia, there are many facets of the work that we were doing there. So I'm just going to list them here, and then I'll go one by one and just talk a little bit about each one and show pictures. And I'm going to do all of that in less than 20 minutes, by the grace of God. Number one, the Bible school was the number one focus of the ministry there. We started a Bible school. And secondly, we did a lot of pastors and leadership seminars in many different places in Zambia. Thirdly, we focused on printing the books, curriculum, the Zion books we were printing there using a risograph machine. Fourthly, we were involved in evangelism. And fifthly, the School of Evangelism, which essentially, I will talk about it in a minute, is a seminar training the churches for evangelistic outreach. So first of all, the Bible school we called Zion Ministerial Institute Zambia, also a very original term that I came up with on my own by the grace of God. In June 2012, we began with 9 students. But when I returned to Zambia with Alyssa in May 2013, we had a total of 15 students. But in the past year and a half, the Lord has really blessed the work there, and we have seen the classes grow up to 64 students now. That is 2 separate classes where we're actually holding classes with a teacher, a live teacher. But then also we have a distance education program where students are doing correspondence. This is a picture of our first Bible school class in June 2012. Those are the 9 students that started. And out of those 9, just last month, we had 6 of them graduating with their diplomas. So we are grateful for that. Here's a picture of our classroom that we had in Zambia. Here's a picture of our very first graduation. You probably don't know which one is me and my wife. These 6 here to the left were in the very beginning first class, and they are all from the Assemblies of God. This here is the general superintendent of the Assemblies of God. He was our guest speaker. And when I first arrived in Zambia, he gave us the right hand of fellowship, and we saw great fruit and working together as much as possible with that denomination in the country of Zambia. So we had 7 graduates altogether. 4 of them were doing the Bible training program, which is not for credit. We had 4 who finished that. We had 1 student who finished the ZCU diploma. And we had 1 student, very, very tall man from the southern province. He was my interpreter at a crusade that we had done. Chris was there with me. And he was just in the crowd. And we needed an interpreter, and he stepped up and he interpreted for us through the whole week that we were there. And it was really neat because the Lord opened his heart and he began to do the distance education program. And he is not from Lusaka, so he traveled a number of hours to come and participate in the graduation. We had 1 student do the audit. He was auditing, and so we gave him a certificate. Now, in addition to the 12 courses for the certificate, and the 12 courses in additional for the diploma, we added 6 courses to be more practical. We called it practical ministries. So we taught the students about preaching, about church administration, leadership, church planting, evangelism, and teacher training. So these students all received a certificate that we printed of practical ministries as well as their other certificate. Just some pictures of our graduation. We had it outside at our compound. It worked out really well. We didn't have to pay any rental fees for a venue. We had some nice ladies decorate the place with balloons, and it worked out very well. We were surprised. It almost looked like we knew what we were doing. We had never done a graduation before, but it went off without a hitch. Now, here is a picture of the student's favorite teacher. Because every time she graded something, she'd put a smiley face and write, good job, where I guess I was a bit more critical and harsh with the grading. So they love to hear her. And she also has a knack for being very brief, where I am very wordy. So like the journey of Israel, she can teach in 6 hours, and it will take me 30 days. Now this is the second class that we opened that met in a local Assemblies of God church. Just before we left, now this is interesting after hearing Rob's testimony this morning, there was a couple that we met who are in Zambia, they're expats working in the country from South Korea. And we were going to the same international church, and the wife here has just signed up to do the ZCU program. And they're going to be going back to South Korea within the next year, and they have already invited us to come and visit them sometime. So you never know what kind of doors the Lord will open in whatever country you find yourself in. Now, we did teaching seminars for pastors and leaders. Here is just a list of a few that we have done. We did other ones as well. We did one on the Holy Spirit, leadership lessons from the life of Saul, David, and Solomon. We've done the journey of Israel, and there are some Assemblies of God missionaries that invited my wife and I to join them for a seminar on that they call Charisma Leadership Seminar. Now, for one of our seminars, we printed our first ever color covers for the books. Usually we do them in black and white, but we printed the Journey of Israel with a color cover. It turned out very nice. I was very happy. We recently took a journey up in the northern part of Zambia where we did a seminar on the journey of Israel, where there is about 20 distance education students studying in that place. It's about 10 hours north of Lusaka. That's by the bus. By driving your own car, it's maybe 8 or 9. This seminar, there was about 80 people who were there, and it was held in a Pentecostal Holiness Church, which is the largest and oldest denomination, Pentecostal denomination, in Zambia, and we have a big open door with that denomination there. There's a picture of Alyssa teaching on the journey of Israel. She's an excellent teacher. She's better than me. It's actually quite amazing. The Lord has gifted her in that area. Here we have the map of Zambia. Again, just to show you, here's the capital, Lusaka. 10 hours north, this is Impika, and another 2 hours north is Kasama. That's where we were for this trip. Just to give you an idea, this is Tanzania, that's Mbeya. Ben, Audrey, and Daniel Krupp are closer to those places than we were in Lusaka. So I've already been talking to Daniel about hopefully maybe they will take a trip over there sometime in his free time, which there's not much of that. Here's a picture of the seminar we did with the Assemblies of God missionaries. The husband is taking the picture. Another thing that we found ourselves involved in is evangelism. Winning souls, preaching the gospel, and believing God for signs and wonders. Now, praise the Lord, we did see some healings and testimonies of people being touched by the power of the Holy Spirit in some of our evangelism. We were doing some open-air preaching. There's a picture of me preaching in the marketplace in Zimbabwe, Bulawayo. Shortly after that, I was taken to the police station for handing out million-dollar bills with a gospel message on the back. They would have liked me to give them $1 million. Here's us preaching on the school grounds of Impika. Awesome story. We went into the school to ask for permission to share the word of God with the students. And the principal made it mandatory and rounded up all the students to come out onto the field where we could preach the gospel to them. That would not happen in America, but praise God, it's happening in Africa. Here we have everybody wants to be in the picture with the Mzungu. There is, where's Waldo? There he is, right there. Mzungu is the word for the white man in Zambia. We had, on a recent trip, we were able to hold 2 crusades. The pictures are not very good. I apologize. It was very, very dark, but we had a crusade on a soccer field outside of a school where there were attendance was somewhere around 200. It's hard to really know. Many of them gave their lives to the Lord, hopefully for the first time, sometimes for the second or third or fourth time. It's hard to know in Africa, but praise the Lord. People were getting saved and healed. And then we did another crusade up in Kasama. The stage here is actually the back of a flatbed truck. They put the speakers on and they take it into a high density suburb, which in America we would just call it a ghetto. And it's just on in someone's backyard. They start playing music and there's just so many people all around you. You can't see only anything but people. We estimate that there were 500 around the truck. We're not exactly sure, but many of them also responded for salvation. I don't know if you can see that, but that is a picture of the crowd. It's just full of people. We had an opportunity to also be on the radio. This guy here, he is a bishop in the Pentecostal Holiness Church, and he's also doing the Zion Christian University program, and he was the one who invited us to come up there. Now, the School of Evangelism, we recently were able to do a weekend seminar training the local church for evangelism. We talked about the importance of evangelism, and we equipped them for personal evangelism. And I had the privilege of teaching the leaders how to set up an evangelistic department in their church and gave them some ideas for outreach and follow-up. And the training was followed by a week of door-to-door evangelism, and there was a crusade that was held there as well. So we praise the Lord for that. That's just a picture of me teaching at the School of Evangelism. Now, the Zimbabwe, the southern border of Zambia, is still wide open for Zion teachers. Now, I don't want to take a long time here, but the capital city is Harare. And the Lord has recently, in the past year and a half, brought into our contacts a principal by the name of Pastor Edmire Chimenga. The school is called the Theological College of Southern Africa, and they have finished the affiliation process with Zion Christian University. They've been in contact with Daniel, Pastor Daniel and Sarah, and they are a full-fledged affiliate school of Zion Christian University. And they have asked us as part of the agreement that we would send them teachers. So Pastor Daniel Krupp, raise your hand, Pastor Daniel. He was the first teacher there in March of last year. He taught the Journey of Israel. Just in July, a couple months back, Alyssa and I spent 2 weeks there. I taught Acts and the book of Genesis, and we did a leadership seminar where both of us taught, and it was very fruitful. Now, Pastor Benjamin and Audrey Viola are going to be going down to Harare in November to teach another 2 weeks of classes. Amen? Pastor Daniel Krupp is going to return there again in March, be teaching two other classes. He can fit that into his busy schedule. And Pastor Eldon and Sister Lois are going to go over from Malawi to teach for another 2 weeks. So it's really neat to see how the Lord is using a number of the missionaries in that side of the world to go and to minister in the country of Zimbabwe. We're very grateful to the Lord for that open door. I could say more, but let me rush. This is an ultrasound that was taken last month. In the month of May, Alyssa and I found out that we are expecting a baby. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're calling a baby Steward here. Now, I went onto the internet to makemybabies.com. And if I have a boy, this is what Samuel J. Steward will look like. And if we have a girl, this is what Tirza. I hope she doesn't look like that, but anyway. Only a mother could love that child. Praise God. Now, we are very happy. We are very happy and pleased about the gift of life. But this has also brought a very big transition and change in our lives. You can see that we are here and we are not in Africa. We were supposed to be there for at least 3 years. It's only been about a year and a half. Now, the long story, very short. The doctor in Zambia suggested to us that if it was possible, don't have a baby in Zambia. So we took that information to the Zion board and we asked their counsel and their advice and we gave them some suggestions and they came back to us and they surprised us And they asked that we would come home for a number of years. We don't know exactly how long, but for the next period of time, we're going to be in the United States for a few years, but planning to return to the field in the future. So we ask that you would pray for us in this time of transition. It is very difficult, but we know that God is in it somehow. Now, in the meantime, God has given us some faithful men in Zambia who love the message of Zion and are going to continue to run the Correspondence Bible School in our absence. So he has gifted us with these men. Introduce you to Pastor Banda and his wife, who is going to be the administrator. Pastor Jitanda Mwewa and his wife will be the principal. And Pastor Christopher Zimba will continue as the secretary of the board. So all the students that were coming to classes, we have now moved them to a correspondence program until further notice, until we can either return ourselves or somebody can go and take over that work in the meantime. So we're grateful to God. He is leading. He is guiding, even though it may not be exactly how we planned and thought that things would be. We are happy to be home. We are happy to have McDonald's, but not too much McDonald's. So please pray for Zambia, pray for Zimbabwe, pray for Africa, and in all your praying, pray for the USA. It needs a revival like never before. And remember, if you have any room on your prayer list, pray for us in the time of transition. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah.